Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. Today, I am joined by a special guest who's not in Cincinnati. He is in his off-season home in Florida, and currently I'm staring at his beautiful backyard that looks a lot nicer than what I'm looking at outside the window, and that is Bengals center Ted Karras. And we have a lot we're going to talk about on this episode, but Ted, first, how's the off-season been?
It's been great. I heard it's pretty nice in Cincinnati these last couple of days, but probably doesn't matter for Lauderdale. We're loving it down here, getting ready to go. It's going to be a big 24 coming up early March, coming back to Cincy. So I'm going to be ready to go. I know the guys are all itching to get back after seeing the Chiefs win again. So we're going to be ready to go in 24.
So did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was there. I was at the game.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Of course. Yeah. We saw you on the field.
It was a great experience. It was cool. You know, I've been fortunate to play in three. This was my first time going as a fan. And it was a lot of fun. It's like a football convention. All the stars are out. Got to meet a ton of famous people in Vegas. So, you know, The Chiefs are currently the standard, though, so we need to knock them off this year.
Yeah, none other more famous than the quarterback that you were spotted with hanging out in Vegas.
Oh yeah, we got to meet Kid Cudi. I think my list, my top list, met Penn and Teller, the longest standing show in Vegas. Shaq was walking around the Raiders stadium, so. It was great. It was such an honor to be there for the Man of the Year stuff. Met so many great guys, and you know, hopefully we'll be back.
Did being there make you want? I mean, obviously you go into a season with that being every person that plays in the NFL's number one goal. But being there, seeing the Chiefs, seeing the Niners, did it make you that much more hungry to get you guys back there next year? And that one would be in New Orleans.
Yeah, there's a sense of yearning and jealousy when you're not in the game, but you're there as a player. Try not to be too much of a hater all week. but I enjoyed my time. 5 days in Vegas will wear on you, though. We're on the strip for 5 days straight. Come back, had to get right.
Do you have any pre-free agency thoughts? I'm gearing up to go to the Combine next week.
Yeah, usually I go. I'm sad I'm not going to Indy this year. But I think, you know, our office has a great plan. Obviously, I don't know anything about T, but that seems to be the first domino in Bengals' plan. So hopefully that all works out. Rooting for him. You know, he's a big part of our team and our offense. So, yeah, it's a weird time of year for players, Kelsey. It's guys are moving around, transactions happening. I mean, it's part of the professional athlete cycle. So we're going to have a lot of new teammates too this year. That's one of my favorite parts about the job. Meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah. Well, how about this? How about I circle back with you after the first wave of free agency and we can get your thoughts on the new players that you signed, some of the guys that won't be joining you. We'll circle back to get your free agency.
Love
thoughts.
That. Yeah. No, there's okay. The NFL has made this a year long show. So
I know.
They keep it going. They keep the content flowing.
I know they certainly keep me busy. But you are about to be pretty busy. As you mentioned, you're coming back to Cincinnati at the beginning of March. And a big reason why you're coming back earlier than typical would be a couple of reasons, an event that you're going to be hosting. And then you're going to be a dad in early April. And I'm so excited for you, wishing you guys all of the best. But let's talk about this event. And so I'll let you sum it up, but you have talked about what you were going to do if Bengals fans helped you win the Twitter charity challenge for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Bengals Nation came in strong for you and you won. And with that, you can tell us what you're going to be doing and what the listeners can expect.
Yeah. So I can't thank Houday Nation enough. We killed everyone in the charity challenge. I mean, won by over 1 million votes through a lot of hard work, a lot of people voting so many times. So we're doing St. Taddy's Day. It's going to be on St. Patrick's Day. We've had 300 people sign up in about 90 minutes for our tattoo, get the Cincy tattoo. We're going to open up hopefully another 100 or 200 slots. We're going to let you know when those come. But really, this is a giant thank you event to you. We're going to have so many competitions with, we have a basketball competition, golf competition, field goal kick. And let's see who can throw a football. That's a pretty big barometer for a lot of people. I want to see who can throw an NFL football, with really cool prizes. We have so many great partners at this event. We got, Skyline Chili is going to do a Greenway eating contest. Garage Beer is making green beer. And we're going to have Witt's Frozen Custard. We got Donato's Pizza. So what I need everyone to do, since it's going to be a poppin' event, is to download your ticket at thecincyhat.com. We're releasing them Friday. And I'm just trying to get a head count, make sure we have enough supplies for everyone. And with that comes 3 food and drink tickets. You can use that to get a free beer, free piece of pizza, whatever you want. And you know we're going to have the special edition hats coming. So I'm really excited to announce some of these cool prizes. Can't wait to see everyone there. I think it's going to be a really special day for Cincinnati.
So let's talk a little bit more about this specific event. You mentioned some of the things that people can expect, but the main thing I want to know is, are you getting the tattoo?
I'm not going to get the tattoo. No, I don't have any tattoos. Actually, a lot of people don't know. I have a pretty big birthmark on my left wrist. I don't know if anyone's really ever, I'll show it to the, to the camera. It's taped up, so you probably never see it when I play, but I always felt like I was naturally tatted. Plus, I didn't have any money in college to get tattoos. So, but I am facilitating free tattoos for anyone who wants them, and we're going to open up more slots. We got 45 local artists signed on to do this event, and it's going to be awesome.
How did you go about finding 45 local tattoo artists to do this?
Recruiting on Instagram. And the tattoo community in Cincinnati has been unbelievable. They've recommended so many of their friends. They're so excited to do it. It's just going to be a fun cultural event in Cincinnati. St. Taddy's Day on Sunday, the 17th, the actual St. Patrick's Day. So we got green beer, green skyline, and a chance to win some really cool stuff. Tickets, nice putters, different hats. So there's going to be some big prizes.
Tell us about the date and time. Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is the date, but can you tell us where and the time?
Yeah, so it's going to be noon to 5 on St. Patrick's Day at the Foaling Warehouse, which is just north of Oakley. There's going to be no foaling involved, though, because Sam Hubbard does a foaling tournament, which I'm the returning champion of, May 9th. So didn't want to step on his toes, but this is an awesome place. The Foaling Warehouse has been so accommodating. And it's really going to be a killer time, but we do need to get a head count so we can make accommodations for everyone.
And then any other important information we should know about the event ahead of time?
All of the local artists that have helped us are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of vendor booths. We're going to have a pretty cool St. Taddy's Day themed special edition Cincy hats. And a couple of the new stuff like this hat that we've, saved for season 3. But we're kicking off 2024 with a lot of cool stuff and really just want to express my gratitude to the Bengals fan base for all the support they've done through this project.
Well, this is awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there and we will be there to support everything you've done, Ted, what you've done in Cincinnati to support everything. It has just been amazing. And what you're doing with the Village of Marici, I mean, we can't talk about how awesome that is enough. So first of all, congratulations once again to you for being the Bengals Walter Payton Man of the Year. But congrats to you for everything you've done and just the legacy that you're building in Cincinnati in the community, because of course, everybody will remember your play on the field and hopefully be able to deliver a Bengals a Lombardi trophy. And maybe that line, line that maybe you mentioned in Tennessee, and then of course
I think it's up there. Thank you so much. And I forgot to mention Ken Anderson Alliance, and Ken will be there. I'm partnered with Ken. We are bringing a Village Marici style organization to Cincinnati. There's going to be infrastructure for adults with Down syndrome and autism to live right in our city. So it's going to be really exciting stuff. It's going to be a big 24 ahead.
Awesome. Well, just one other thing, if people aren't getting a tattoo, can they still come and enjoy, or is this specifically for this people that want to get the tattoo?
No. So tattoo slots, we are going to open up more and hopefully be able to do around 400, maybe more. We have 300 people signed up. This is open to the public. This is a free ticket. You get 3 tokens of, for food or drink. We're going to have plenty of kids activities. This is going to be a family fun day. We've got a DJ and a lot of sports competitions. So I'm excited for everyone to be there. Bring your family out. Enjoy some garage beer, some Green Skyline, and let's see if you can't win something cool.
Love it. Well, go enjoy the rest of those sunshine days you have in Florida, and we will see you at the St. Taddy's Day event. Thanks so much, Ted, for joining me.
Thank you, Kelsey.